USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Steve Bannon, former advisor to President Trump, has been convicted on contempt of Congress charges for defying subpoenas from the January 6th House Committee. Bannon was convicted on two counts, for failing to testify and for failing to provide requested records. Outside the courtroom, Bannon said that he disagreed with the decision, and while he may have lost the battle, he will win the war.
I stand with Trump and the Constitution, and I will never back off that, ever.
It's been over 40 years since someone was convicted on contempt of Congress charges. The White House says President Biden has a runny nose, a cough, and some fatigue as he recovers from COVID. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre adding Biden met with his economic team virtually to discuss high gas prices. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Ethan Crumbley, the accused Michigan school shooter, will remain behind bars in adult jail. Crumbley was in court Friday for his monthly hearing on if he can be moved to a children's juvenile center. The judge in Pontiac, Michigan, denied that request. Crumbley is accused of killing 4 students and injuring 7 others at Oxford High School in November of last year when he was 15 years old. His trial is set to begin in January. Americans are paying near-record prices for used cars. A report from the car shopping app Copilot reveals the going rate is about $10,000 above pre-pandemic levels. It puts the average price for a used vehicle at over $33,000 in June. That's a 0.5% increase from May and just below the survey's peak in March. Copilot CEO saying the demand for used cars remains strong. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
A high-profile trial is wrapping up in Michigan.
Jurors heard closing arguments in the only trial to arise thus far from the Flint water crisis, a dispute whether 2 engineering firms should be held partially responsible for the city's lead contamination in 2014 through 2015.
We have an aging infrastructure here in the city of Flint, like every place else almost throughout this country. Lead seeped into the water system. That was what happened as a result of not having corrosion control.
That was the mayor of Flint, Karen Weaver. Monday will be the first full day of jury deliberations in federal court in Michigan. From the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Sharks are making their way back to New York beaches.
Sharks are treating New York waters like a restaurant, and New York state government is to blame. Great whites and other sharks have been coming close to Long Island beaches this year to feast on a particular kind of bait fish that has been flourishing in New York waters ever since the state legislature voted unanimously to preserve the species 3 years ago. With the population of Atlantic menhaden fish booming, sharks are coming right on in to feast.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. Take our news with you wherever you go by searching for USA Radio News wherever you download your podcasts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.